Hey guys, welcome back to On the Couch with Ask Nanny Q. On this episode, we're reading the email, Married Single Mom, How Do I Get My Partner to Help More? Nanny Q, I've been married for 10 years. Me and my husband had our first and only child 2 years ago, a little girl. We wanted to make sure that we got all of our traveling out the way before we decided to get started in the bedroom. That's cute. We hadn't tried for more than 2 months before I ended up pregnant. It was so amazing. I had an amazing pregnancy. He was there the whole time. He made me feel so special. This child is the first grandchild on both sides, so she's very spoiled. When I say we need for nothing, Nanny Q, we have diapers for the next 3 years. Yes, the next 3 years. I haven't purchased an outfit since she's been born and she's 2 years old. Both grandmothers make sure to send a box monthly with clothes, shoes, and hair bows. Anytime we want to go on vacation, we have two amazing grandparents that want to make sure to babysit. They are not the problem. It's my husband. Nanny Q, since we had the child, the first 6 months, he was helping us hand and foot. Once she started crawling and moving, it's like he felt he didn't need to help anymore. He comes home from work, he eats, he plays with her for no more than 30 minutes, puts her down, she cries, he walks off, goes change clothes, and goes to work out. I am tired. I haven't had a good night's sleep in 2 years because I'm the only one that gets up with her. He doesn't get up. He doesn't move. He doesn't even change a diaper when he's home. I feel like I am a single mother that's married. Can you please give me some help on what to do to get him to help more? I even made sure to put a playpen in his game room so he could have more time with his daughter. He only puts his headphones on and she screams to the top of her lungs and he lets her. I really need help. I'm at the point of breaking. His mom said that I just need to give him some time. My mom said I can always come home. My mom also said running from your problems doesn't solve anything. So she wants me to talk it out. But how do I talk to somebody who anytime we decide to have a conversation, they push it off as hormones or postpartum depression? I really need help. What to do? Woo! Wow. So get a schedule Monday through Sunday. And within that schedule, make sure that you schedule in your time and him his time. Meaning he helps out with bath time, putting the child to sleep. He's responsible for dinner some nights. Make sure that you leave the house when it's time for him to be there with her. Leave the house. That way he has no choice but to make sure that he spends time with his child. As long as he knows that you're in the house somewhere, he's always going to be, oh, well, let me just give you back to your mom. No. What I need for you to do is to say, I need a break. Communicate. Say, I am tired. Even if you have to pack a bag and get a hotel room for a weekend, you make sure to say, I am tired and I need your help. I am not super mom. I am not super anything. I did not have this child alone. I need your help. And when you say you need his help, make sure you say what areas you need help with. And when he gives you that help in that area, do not micromanage him. What I mean, if you say, oh, I need you to get the baby more. If he says, okay, and takes her in his game room or whatever, and you hear her crying, let her cry with him. Don't go up there and save them or go up there and have an attitude, oh, give me my baby. No. Let him deal with it. Even if you have to put some earplugs in, let him see that he has to do this. Don't always save him. Being a parent means they have to bond their own way. It might not be how you want it done, but allow them to bond their own way. So maybe she cries for a few minutes. He's going to get her. And you never know how long she really cries, because you always probably run in the room as soon as you hear her. Or as soon as you hear her cry when she's with him, you run and get her. You save him every time. Stop doing that. And when he starts getting dressed and say, oh, I'm going to run to the gym right quick, say, hey, before you leave, I need to run to the store without her. Can you stay for a minute? And you leave for a few hours. He has to learn to work out with her with him. Or take you work out in the at home. Do exercises with her. But make sure you say, I need help. Also, think about some counseling. I'm not for sure what or why people don't like therapy, but it is the best thing going, especially when you're married. It's like a mediator to help you voice your opinion and them voice their opinion without everybody getting in their feelings. So maybe you need to say, you know what? Let's find a therapist so we can sit down and talk about this. That way, each one of you guys can get everything off your chest and find a solution. And it's okay if you need a therapist to do that. Me and my husband see a therapist. Yeah. So it is good to have somebody to mediate between you two. But please do not drain yourself. You can't parent from an empty cup. Ask for the help. And if he's still, I'm doing what I can, or every time you turn around, he's complaining about it. Okay. Still make him do it. Don't take anything personal that he's saying. He just wants to get under your skin. So you'll stop asking him to be there for his child. And if he comes to you with that whole, well, my mama took care of me and my daddy, he was the provider, blah, blah. Yeah, that was 30, 40 years ago. It's a different time now. We've noticed, and also the numbers and charts and, you know, polls have noticed that having a two-family household with two active parents is actually a good thing. And see, a lot of people get it confused. Oh, I came from a two-parent household, but were both of your parents active? You can come from a two-parent household and one parent was only active, and you only saw your dad in passing. That doesn't mean you were brought up in a functional two-parent household. Your mom and dad just stuck it out. If your dad only saw you at night, or, you know, he didn't support anything you were doing or come to any of your stuff, but your mom was always there, what makes you any better than anybody else? Yeah. So don't just stick around because you want your child to have that two-family household, but only one parent is active. Work it out. If you think it can work out, work it out. But if you feel like nothing is going to change, don't stay because of a child. Your kids deserve to see you happy, whole, complete, and healing. Happy, whole, complete, and healing. Never stay in a situation just because, oh, I want my kids to have this, I want my kids to have that. No. Think about you. How would you feel if you knew your parents' whole marriage was a lie because of you? I had a girlfriend of mine's, her parents divorced the week after we graduated high school. Literally a week, she called me boohoo and crying because her parents told her they were finally able to get a divorce and be happy. Her dad said he could finally tell her that he had had a girlfriend the last 10 years. And her mom said that she had a boyfriend the last 9 years, but they didn't want to destroy her. My friend didn't make it much longer after that because of depression. It literally tore her up that her family wanted to make her so happy that they were miserable for years. and she took it to heart, literally. In her suicide note, that was one of the things that she said, is that she wished that her parents would have been truthful with her. But instead, they dimmed their light thinking it was helping her, but they only taught her to settle. Don't settle. Your kid is watching. Set those boundaries. Get that schedule together. And sit down and have a conversation. Talk. Don't think that this person is just going to know that you need help because they see your day-to-day activities. If you make it look easy, they think it's easy. Open your mouth, be an adult, and say, I need your assistance. I didn't make this child just for me. We are a two-family household. It's time to act like it. This child has two active parents. I need you to act like it. That way, not one parent is burnt out if you guys do it together. Okay? All right. Thank you guys for listening to On the Couch with X Nanny Cute.